In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When a Sunday school teacher dies, she has the opportunity to teach one more lesson. One more chance to remind her students of the story that drove all those Sunday morning sessions. Crouched on that chair, surrounded by eager eyes, avid pupils. So today, as we lay the body of Wanda Meyer safe in that narrow chamber, which will keep it until the day of the resurrection of the body to life everlasting, what does she say? What does she want to teach you one last time? She and I had gone round and round on how this day would go. Which texts? Which hymns? How many? Do you really want a service that's going to last for 4 hours? Each and every hymn, each and every scripture text held such an important part of Christ Jesus' story that she didn't want to leave them out. But we have these. She relented at last and focused in on the living word of God that you heard and the hymns that we've sung. Words and the word, all for you, just as Christ your Lord is. But oh, the stories that we could tell, right? One after another, all those things about Wanda that you want to remember about her. And we can speak those memories. We can relive those moments a bit later this afternoon. But now, here, in this place where the Lamb who was slain has taken his place at the right hand of the throne of the Father, she would have us remember a different story. The one story that matters. There's a hint of it in St. Paul's letter to Rome. He writes, "We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly." It didn't matter what the day was like. It didn't matter how badly it was going. It didn't matter how well things were going. Whether she felt weak or whether she felt strong, hope was always Wanda's focus in our conversations. And her hope is firmly rooted in Christ, the one who died for the ungodly. Now, she may have suffered far more than we ever knew, than she ever let on, but that suffering drove her not to despair, but to the only one who could heal her and heal her forever. Why? Because she trusted in the Lord God Almighty, the one of whom Isaiah said, "Behold, the Lord God comes with might. His reward is with him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms." This is our Lord and our God. This is the one who keeps his children, even in the midst of pain and weakness, from an eternity of separation from him. And she can't help but remind us of two more Bible stories, a double feature, if you will, a twofer. Jesus says, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." This is how God loves you. This is how God protects you and saves you from yourselves and from an eternity apart from him. God loved the world in this way. He sends his Son to suffer your punishment, your separation, your damnation, your death. Without the work of this Jesus stepping in front of death's screaming, rampaging vengeance, you would wish that your fate was like that of the Israelites, writhing in pain from the serpent's fangs, crawling through the dust, begging for some comfort, some relief, some salvation from the fiery venom burning in their veins. But their salvation was easy. It was too easy. Look at the bronze serpent lifted up, and you'll be healed, Moses said. And so our Lord Jesus says to you, look at the broken and dead Christ lifted up for you, that you may be saved. But this frightens you, doesn't it? Why look upon dead Jesus on his cross? Why not seek the victorious Jesus? Why not seek the glorified Jesus? Why not look upon the beautiful Jesus? Because that isn't how our Almighty God and Father works his miracle of salvation for you. The Father, the King of creation, he who spoke our universe into existence with only a word, defeats the power of Satan and defeats the cold grip of death with the death of his own. He gives your ever-loving shepherd, his only begotten Son, into the death that should have been yours so that you wouldn't have to suffer for eternity. While weeping angels hid their eyes, this priest became a sacrifice. And so this is our Lord Jesus at his most glorious, his most victorious, his most beautiful. Here he conquers all for you, that you may live with him for all of eternity in righteousness, in innocence, and in blessedness. And that's the story. That's the one truth behind all of Wanda's Sunday school lessons. The flannel graphs and the color sheets and the memory verses and all the crafts, they all point to Jesus. Jesus sacrificing all that he has and all that he is for you and for your salvation. Last Thursday, I asked Wanda if she was worried about anything, if she had any qualms about what lay ahead. No, she said, I'm not worried. Kind of excited, really. I want to see. She was kind of embarrassed that she couldn't receive the sacrament, almost disappointed. But she knew that the table prepared for her was not far off, that her cup that runneth over was just a heartbeat away. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. She was thinking of that place in our last visits more and more often. And so today we mourn the death of a sister, an aunt, a mother, a grandmother. And we are right to mourn. We are right to weep. It is right to be angry at death, which takes away our loved ones. But this isn't the end of the story, is it? In a few minutes, we will sing, though he giveth or he taketh, God his children never forsaketh. His, the loving purpose solely to preserve them pure and holy. Our Lord never did forsake Wanda, and he will never forsake you. He proved that in the giving of his Son, your Lord Christ, into death for you, so that when you were buried with him by your baptism into death, you would be assured of your resurrection to life everlasting, just as he was raised bodily on Easter morning. neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord his children sever. Thanks be to God that he has told you his story of his son lifted up for you. Thanks be to God that he never tires of telling you of his love for you, a love that leads to life forever in his presence, in the new heavens and the new earth, come down from above.